China in 2024, pushing for clear water and lush mountains. In northwest China's Ningxia Hui Autonomous Region, an arid land of shifting sands has been transformed into a flourishing oasis over the past few decades, thanks to a sustained desertification control mission. The Ningxia model was showcased at the China Pavilion at the 16th session of the Conference of the Parties of the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Valerie Hickey, Global Director of the Environment Department at the World Bank, said at the event that the approach demonstrates how poverty can be alleviated and prosperity created by establishing livable environments, improving land and restoring landscapes. The model serves as a microcosm of China's broader efforts in environmental and ecological governance, biodiversity protection, and sustainable development. During his inspections of provinces and regions in northwest China, which has a fragile ecological environment due to its dry climate and plateau landscape, in 2024, Chinese President Xi Jinping repeatedly emphasized the importance of protecting and restoring the ecological environment and biodiversity. Yellow River, a beautiful future ahead. The conservation of the Yellow River is a long-term priority for the government. China's Mother River runs through 9 provinces and autonomous regions, irrigates about 17% of the country's arable land, and supports 13% of its grain production. So, its protection is vital. The river has flowed without interruption since August 1999, thanks to the unified allocation of water resources. However, it has also suffered from ecological fragility due to loose soil, undulating terrain, heavy rainfall, and low vegetation coverage. Since the 18th National Congress of the Communist Party of China, Xi has visited 9 provinces and autonomous regions along the river, promoting continuous progress in ecological conservation and the high-quality development of the Yellow River Basin. The Yellow River Protection Law, which came into effect in April 2023, is China's second piece of legislation on a specific river basin after the Yangtze River Protection Law, and addresses issues such as water shortages, ecological fragility, and flooding. When inspecting a section of the Yellow River near the Zhongshan Bridge in Lanzhou, capital of northwest China's Gansu province, in September, Xi called for continued efforts to promote ecological conservation in the basin. Protection is a precondition for development, and lucid waters and lush mountains are invaluable assets, Xi stressed, before expressing confidence that the Yellow River will be even more beautiful in the future. Biodiversity conservation in China. Xi paid an inspection tour to Qinghai Province in northwest China, located on the Qinghai-Xizang Plateau, in June. Known for its delicate ecosystem, the province is home to the Sanjiangyuan area, where the Yangtze, Yellow, and Lanzhang rivers originate. During his visit, Xi emphasized the importance of safeguarding the Sanjiangyuan area, dubbed the Water Tower of China, protecting biodiversity and enhancing water conservation capacity. Over the past 5 years, the area of water bodies and wetland ecosystems in Sanjiangyuan has increased by 309 square kilometers, with annual water conservation rising by more than 6%, according to a statement issued by the Three River Source National Park in October. It also noted that the park, one of China's first national parks, had seen steady growth in wildlife populations and continuous improvement in biodiversity. The number of Tibetan antelopes, for example, has risen from fewer than 20,000 in the early 1980s to over 70,000 today. Once classified as endangered, the species is now listed as near endangered. Qinghai has designated 296,400 square kilometers as ecological protection red lines, according to a recently issued document on the province's spatial planning towards 2035. In addition to national parks and the ecological protection redlining strategy, China has recently expanded its nature reserve system and promoted the integrated conservation and restoration of mountains, rivers, forests, farmlands, lakes, grasslands, and deserts. China has established nearly 10,000 nature reserves, covering about 18% of its total land area, and has achieved the largest growth in forest resources of any country, according to a 2021 white paper titled Biodiversity Conservation in China.